stressed out?
I'm stressed out.
Enjoy some Ken, Colleen, and Kurt
on Star Winner 2.5.
So we played this audio clip from Jennifer Lawrence, of course, the actress, earlier this morning, where she was talking about when she's out in public.
Once I enter a public place, I become incredibly rude. I turn into a huge...
You get icy?
And that's, that's kind of like my only way of defending myself.
Now, she's not the first to come out and say something along these lines. Mark Hamill, of course, Luke Skywalker from the Star Wars movies, he's out with a story saying he pulled the wheelchair trick where he was at a JFK airport in New York, and he was in he had a black hat pulled over his eyes, got in a wheelchair because he was hoping to avoid
people,
fans,
right? Yeah,
and he says, you know, look, I'm sorry, but I'm constantly, my family and I are constantly badgered by people who just want us to increase the value of their items and then sell it for huge prices to true fans later on eBay. He's like, I don't want to give autographs because it ends up being on eBay for $2,000, and I don't want to do that.
Right.
And I think they have a point.
I think they do, too.
I get it.
I do, too.
And I'm just curious if any of you have run into any of this. You know, maybe, have you been shot down for autographs? Maybe they've outright told you. I've heard some stories of baseball players saying, no, I won't sign it because I know you're just going to turn around and sell it.
Right.
Or too many people do. Sorry. Can't do it anymore.
Yeah.
If somebody's going to make $100 off my signature, it's going to be me.
Yes.
Right?
You're right.
Or they're going to donate it to their charity that they want to raise money for or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But they just don't want to sign it for any regular person to turn around and spin it for a profit.
Yeah, I certainly understand that perspective. I've never experienced that.
I haven't either, but I'm not an autograph seeker, so.
Yeah, I'm not either.
It's interesting.
You are, Kurt. You are.
I like the autographs. I mean, I like taking, I love selfies with a celebrity if I can get one. You know, when we met Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo, the Cubs, it was very interesting because you could tell the difference between who was there as fans and who was there to, I'm getting an autograph so I can turn it around and try and sell it for, you know, however much money.
Yeah, so you're a fan.
And it was,
you're kind of a super fan.
Yeah, and I kind of got that from both of them, too. Like, they knew when, like, my family walked up, we walked up to them, that they knew we were fans, that we weren't selling it, and they seemed to be a little bit more interactive.
But they were charging for,
yes, they were, yes.
So they were getting, they were making sure they got their money up
they
front.
Right,
so they, because they knew that that was going to probably be the outcome. Curious, though, if any of you have run into a, you know, maybe you tried to get an autograph and the celebrity just looked at you and said, nope, can't do it. Not going to sign your stuff.
I got shot down 3 times for a picture with Lou Ferrigno, the former Incredible Hulk, when he was here for comic. I tried 3 times.
He wouldn't do it.
Yeah, you got me, come back later. Later. And I'm like, right here. Right now. No. Right. I don't do that. Finally, I was like, fine. I don't care.
280-1025.
I'm doing good.
So you were at the Vikings game a couple of weeks ago.
The Vikings-Rams game.
Okay, and so what happened, and what celebrity did you run into?
Well, I'm sitting, like 45 yards on it, really matter. But anyways, the guy I was there with, he's like, hey, look at this guy a couple rows behind us. He looks like that guy Dauber from the old coach show.
Sure,
and I'm like, nah, that guy's way too old for that. So I looked at him on Google, you know, looked him up on Google or whatever. Sure enough, it was the guy. So anyways, I turned around and asked him, and I didn't ask him. I was, like, looking at him, you know, trying to see, is it him, is it not? And he was in Rams gear, you know, so he's the only one in Rams gear that's there. And he catches me looking at him, and I had on a horned helmet, you know, with a big blonde braid on it. And I got a beard, and he was like, hey, you got a nice beard. It goes well with your braids. And anyways, I was like, hey, are you Dauber? And he says, after about the second time I asked him, he's like, oh, that show was a long time ago. I don't remember anything like that. And I was like, yeah, all right, kind of thing. Well, like half hour later, I was walking by the guy, and I said, well, and by this time, I'm sure it's him, right? So I'm like, either way, that was a good show. And he sticks his hand out and shakes my hand. He said it was a good time, but he never acknowledged who he was. I didn't want to bother the guy. About 20 minutes later, right before halftime, somebody comes down, and he's like, hey, Bill, yada, 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 obviously upgraded his seating. And we didn't see him the rest of the game.
I love that Dauber from Coach is still getting seat upgrades.
You know, probably more for Patrick Starr, I'm guessing, than SpongeBob.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Guy too.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot. Hey, thanks for the call, Jace. Have a good one.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurt in the morning.
Star, Winner 2.5.